show them to all. Today's daf is Chol Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and we're starting the second line right at the beginning with this one word, a quote from the Mishnah. Today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said about Elul. Now this is not Elul like the airline or Elul the month. Rather, it's Elul or perhaps even Elil, as we're going to see in a moment. We're going to be quoting a pasuk that has this word. Either which way, however you want to pronounce it, let's just remember what the din is about. The Mishnah told us that this Elul is mitzarif with Basar to complete the shear of Thomas Eichlin, which is a beitza, but it itself is not considered nevela, so it's not metame as nevela. Ask the Gemara, my Elul, what is this Elul? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, Martaka. It's the Martaka, which is a thick sinew in the neck and spine. It's wide, whitish, and very hard, says Rashi. Whereas Rish Lakish Amar, he says, Basar Shabbatah Seisakin, it's the meat that was sliced by the knife. Now, what does that mean? So as the animal is being skinned, the butcher slides the knife in between the hide and the meat, and sometimes he might slip and cut into the meat a little bit. That's what it means, Basar Shabbatah Seisakin. The knife slipped, he cut into the meat, and now when he's pulling the hide away, there's some meat attached to the hide, and that's the Elul. Now we have his two opinions. The Gemara asks, Meisvei, we have a pasuk in Eiv that says as follows, V'ulam atem toifle sheker roife Elul kulchem. Eiv told his friends who tried to comfort him, your words to me are false, and they aren't healing at all. They are roife Elul. Now Bishlam amad amar martika, it's good according to Rabbi Yochanan, who had said the Elul is the martika, hainu de la barfuhu. So that makes sense, because it's not barfu, it's not able to heal. If when the animal is alive, its Elul sinew got separated or detached, it's not able to heal, and that fits very well with this pasuk, that Eiv told his friends, you guys are roife Elul, your words are not healing at all. So this fits with Rabbi Yochanan. El ma'ad arm basher b'tasei sakin, but according to Rish Lakish, says El is the meat that stayed with the skin as it was being pulled away, barafuhu, that is able to heal. Let's say a fellow accidentally cut his cow while it was walking around munching on grass, and a piece of skin partially came off with some meat attached to it, he could just patch it up and it will heal. So there's a question on Rish Lakish's opinion of what this El is. No one clarifies it, but El dekra, kuli amoy pligi, no one argues with the El of this pasuk from Eiv. Everyone agrees that obviously is referring to the martika. Ki pligi, so what's the machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? That's be'el de masnisin, regarding just the El of our Mishnah when we're talking about Thomas Eichlin, then they argue what that El is referring to. But we continue asking, Tashma, what about the end of the Mishnah, which tells us, Rabbi Huda says, Ha'el ha'mechunis, if we have a bunch of El gathered together, im yesh kezayis makam echod chayavin olav, if there's a kezayis of this El in one place, so he's going to be chay for it, means consider 100% nevela, and from Rav Huna, at the bottom of the next Amud, he says, V'husha kansai, that's if the person had gathered it together, dafka, he wants all this to be together, so then it's considered nevela. So Bishlam Amanda, Omer Basar Shabbatasei Sakin, this is good according to Reish Lakish, that we're talking about meat that still remained attached to the skin. That makes sense, that when we have a kezayis of it, a person's going to be chay for regular nevela. El madam or martika, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the El is martika, ki ik kezayis mayhava. Who cares if we have a kezayis of the martika? It's ba'almahu, it's just like regular wood, it's not edible. As we had explained, Rashi says it's a very thick sinew that's hard and you can't eat it. So how do we understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yochanan? So more further clarifies, Ali Rabbi Yehuda le pligi. No one's arguing Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that Rabbi Yehuda is referring to El, which is meat that remained attached to the skin. Okay, pligi, what's machlek Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish? Aliba the Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, meaning the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says, Martika nami mitzarif, that even the Martika is mitzarif. Rabbi Yochanan for sure says that if there's real meat attached to the skin, that's able to be mitzarif for Thomas Eichlin. His chedesh is that even if it's just the Martika, if it's just the sinew, which it itself is not edible, still it could be used as its siruf for Thomas Eichlin. Whereas Rish Lakish Amar, he says that no, dafka basar shabbatasei sakin, it's only if it's real meat that remained attached to the skin. Avol Martika, Mitzarif, but the martika is not mitzarif at all because it's completely not edible. Now we just continue discussing this. Hi, basar shabbatasei sakin, hechidami. What does that mean? Meaning, what are we referring to when we have meat attached to the skin? Either chashav alei, if he thought about it, he was machshev it, he gave it importance. So afilu ba'an penafshei mitmos. And even if it's by itself, it should be metame. And v'idil loy chashav alei, if he didn't give it any importance, it's just attached to the hide. He might just scrape it off and throw it out. He's not going to use it all. So betuli batle is completely batle, and it shouldn't even be able to be mitzarif. So what exactly are we referring to that we have meat attached to the hide that it's not tame in its own right, but it's still able to be used for tziruf of Thomas Eichlin? So Rav Avraham Maisha, they both answer this. Chanam, one of them says, Miktsas lechishev alav, we're talking about where he only thought about part of it. In other words, a full kezias of meat was detached, but he only thought, he gave machshava to part of it, and that means that only part of it is Eichlin, but since we can't pinpoint which part is Eichlin, it can only be used as tziruf for Toma. Chanam, the other one answers, Miktsas lepatase chayo, or Miktsas lepatase sakin. They were actually talking about two pieces of meat. Part of it was separated by chayo, an animal, and some of it was done by his knife. In other words, when the cow was alive, a dog took a bite out of it, tore off some flesh which remained dangling, and then he shechted the cow, skinned it, and a little meat remained on the hide, and he doesn't know which one is which. Now, the one cut by the knife is batal, but the one that the dog bit
isn't batol.
So at best, these could be mitzarif for tumas eichlin, but they can't on their own be considered regular nevela. The Gemara continues with a similar discussion. Tanan hasam, we've mentioned over there. There's a maseches taharis. Then a chartum, the beak of a bird. Vatzipornam, and the nails. Mitamin, they can become tame. Umitamin, they can mitame other things. Umitstarfin, and they can mitstar for shir toma. Ask the Gemara. Chartum etzba almahu. The beak is just considered wood. It's hard. It's not edible. As our blazer, he answers. Bachartum tachtoin. It's talking about the lower part of the beak. Then we ask, what does that mean? Tachtoin nami etzba almahu. Even the bottom part of the beak is just like wood. So Rav Papa, he clarifies, tachton shel elyoin, it's the bottom of the upper part of the beak. There's some sort of thin film there, which is edible, and that can be used for tziruf. Explain the next part, siparnayim, nails. Rav Lazar, he clarifies, makam hamuvloin bebasar, that's where they're set into or rooted into the meat. So that part, they're soft, and they're edible, so they can become tamei. Now going to something that the Mishnah had said, karnayim, the horns of the animal. Rav Papa, he says, b'makam shechaitchen v'yotzman dam, the place which is basically at the base of the horn, if one cuts it over there and it bleeds, so that's considered soft enough that it's edible, and that's what we're referring to. Now going to the next thing in Mishnah, we had said, Kiyotzabai, similarly, Hashaychet Behema. Now the point of the Mishnah bringing this was just to bring a similar din, that we have something that could be Metame Tomas Eichlin, but it's not able to be Metame Tomas Nevela. Now specifically, the Chiddush of this part of the Mishnah was that a Yid's Shechita for a guy renders the animal as Eichlin immediately, even while it's Mefarcheses, before it dies. And Memela, it could be Metame Tomas Eichlin, because it's already considered Eichel the moment it's Shechted, but it cannot be Metame as Nevela, because it's not dead yet. And the way that this works is because since the yid shechted it, and shechita of a yid renders an animal as eichlin, as opposed to when a guy shechts something for himself, it doesn't, because guyim aren't chayv to shecht. But again, when the yid shechts, that renders it as eichel, and that's even though it's a non-kosher animal, and that's because it's for a non-Jew, therefore it's eichlin for Thomas eichlin, but again, it's not nevela because it's not dead yet. But now Amar Vasi Vasi says, shainin, following teach, meaning there are tanaim that teach as follows, which is not like our Mishnah, that Yisrael b'tameyav avikchavim b'tahayra, if a yid is shechting a non-kosher animal for a non-Jew, or if a non-Jew is shechting a kosher animal for a yid, in order to be considered eichlin, but not yet nevela, again, because it's not dead yet. So what do we need? Tzrichin machshava v'hechsher mayim makam acher. First of all, we need machshava. The person who's doing the shechita, either the yid or the guy, they had to have machshava, a proper thought, that they want this to be considered food. The yid wants it to be food for the guy, or the guy wants it to be food for the yid. It also needs to undergo hechsher l'kabel tuma. We already discussed this previously. In order for produce and food as well to be makabel tuma, first it has to be made susceptible to makabel tuma, and it has to get wet with one of the seven liquids. And even though blood really is one of them, over here we're holding the shechita blood is not counted, and therefore, in order for this meat to be mekabel toma, it has to get wet with water from a different place. So I'm asking one part of this. Hechsher lamali. Why does he need to undergo hechsher? Sof l'tame toma chamura. It eventually is going to end up being metame, a very high level of toma, which is nevela, meaning when it dies, which is probably going to be in a couple minutes, it's going to be nevela, which is a very high level of toma, and v'chol sof l'tame toma chamura, loy by hechsher. Anything that could be metame, a very high level of toma, it doesn't need to undergo hechsher to be mekabel toma now. And how do we know this? The time to be Rishmal, a brass of time to be smash Rabishmal. The pasuk says, chiyutin mayim al zera, is where we learn hechsher from. And what's the pasuk teaching us? Mazraim she'ein sofel tamei toma chamura, just like seeds. That's what the pasuk's talking about. They're not going to become toma chamura. In other words, they're not going to become a source toma of nevela, which is toma chamura. Tzrichin hechsher, they require hechsher, which is what the pasuk's telling us. Av kol she'ein sofel tamei toma chamura, tzar hechsher. So to anything that will not eventually be matame toma chamura, it does require hechsher. And obviously that's mashma, that if it will be matame toma chamura, it doesn't require hechsher. And we continue with another point. V'tanya, we have a braisa. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi tells us, v'bneima amru nevelas oif tahar tzricha machshava v'ein tzricha hechsher. Why is it that they said that the nevela of a kosher bird requires machshava but doesn't require hechsher? Let's just pause for a second to explain this. We know that a kosher bird that died without shechita is nevela. That's obvious. But we also know that it's not metame like regular nevela. It's only metame a person and his clothing when it's eaten. Now this braisa just taught us that nevelas oif tahar cannot become tame if it's touched by a sheretz, for example, unless there was a machshava to eat it. For example, there's a machshava that a guy is going to eat it. So now there's a machshava about it. Then it can become tame if it's touched by something else. However, it does not require hechsher. That's the key over here. And why? Mipnei kovchaf alfa amrbeis on the top. Shesayfel tame tum chamura. Because it will eventually tame tum chamura. As we had just said, when a person swallows it, then it will metame him and his clothing. As we see very clearly from these two sources, that anything that will be metame tum chamura doesn't require hechsher. Why is it these tanayim, these shoinim, these ones Rav Asi is quoting, they say that when a yid is shechting animal for a guy, or a guy shechting animal for a yid, it does need to undergo hechsher in order to be metame Thomas Eichlin. So on Chizki, he answers, that's because in the case of the shechita, the animal, he could technically scrape it away and make it be less than a kezayis. We know that nevela is only metame if it's the size of a zayis. If it's less than that, it's not metame. And therefore, says Chizki, when this animal is shechted, but it's not yet dead, so it's not yet nevela, in order for it to be metame Thomas Eichlin requires hechsher, that's because it might not ever reach the stage where it's metame Thomas Chamura. Because if he quickly scrapes it down and breaks up all the meat into little pieces so that they're all less than a zayis, none of this is going to be metame Tumah Chamura. We'll never have a kezayis of of an Avela, because he did this before it fully died. And so that's why in order for him to have a Tumas Eichlin, it requires Hechsher. So anyway, this answer from Cheskio, we just continue discussing his Shita, and what's obvious from what he just said now is that according to him, as long as the animal is Mefarches, it's kicking around, it's after Shechita, but it hasn't yet died, it's not able to be Tame as Nevela. So now, Amrli Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zeira, Umir Rabbi Cheskio, Hachita Cheskio really say that? V'Oitamar stated, Shachab HaShnayim HaRev Shnayim, if a person shechted the two simanim of an animal, or the majority of two simanim of an animal, V'Adayin HaMefarcheses, but it's still kicking about, meaning it hasn't fully died, Cheskio Amr, he says, Eino Leivarim, it's not considered Eivarim, which means it's not Aser as Eivar Min HaChai, and a non-Jew would be allowed to eat from it, whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amr, he says, Yashna Leivarim, it is also because of Eivar Min HaChai, and Cheskio Amr, Eino Leivarim, Cheskio says, it's not Aser as Eivar Min HaChai, because Mesahi, it's considered dead, whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amr, he says, Yashna Leivarim, it is considered Eivar Min HaChai, Lav Mesahi, because it's not dead. So we clearly see the opposite from Cheskio, that the moment an animal is shechted, its limbs are not considered Eivar Min HaChai anymore, which means that a non-Jew would be allowed to eat them, and that's even though the animal didn't die yet. So how can we say the Cheskio holds if the animal didn't die yet, even though it's after Shechita, it's not considered Nevela? So Amalei Rav Zeira responded to him, Yotso Mechal Chayo Ulchal Meso Loibas. It's actually an in-between stage. After it's shechted, it now has left the status of being alive, but it hasn't yet entered the status of being dead. Therefore, after Shechita, since it's not considered alive anymore, so its limbs are not Aser as Eivar Min HaChai, because it's not Chai, it's not alive. However, since it's not fully dead, it's not considered Nevela, and therefore it's not going to be Tame as Nevela. And that's how we have this in-between Shechita in Cheskio. Now we continue discussing what we just mentioned. Kufa the Gemara just brought Shachab Ashnaim B'Rav Shnaim. If a person shechted two simanim or majority of the two simanim of an animal, v'adayin him farcheses, and still shaking about, Cheskio Amr, he says, Ein leivarim, it's not also because of Eivar Min HaChai, whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amr, he says, Yesh leivarim, it is also because of Eivar Min HaChai. And our Rabbi Blazer says, Nekait lohad Rabbi Yochanan b'yadcha, you should take that opinion of Rabbi Yochanan in your hand. The Tani Rabbi Shai Kavase, because Rabbi Shai teaches a brisa just like Rabbi Yochanan. Now this is a fairly lengthy brisa, and already in the first part, we're going to see a raya for Rabbi Yochanan. The Tani Rabbi Shai teaches in a brisa, Yisrael Shachab Behemah Tamei Lo'ev Kachavim, if a Yid shechted a not kosher animal for a non-Jew, that's basically the case of our Mishnah. That's what we've been discussing up until now. So Shachab Ashnaim Rav Shnaim, if he shechted the two simanim or the majority of the two simanim, Umefar Cheses, and it's still shaking about, Metame Tomas Eichlin, it is a Metame Tomas Eichlin because the Shechit of the Yid rendered it as Eichlin, Avoy Tomas Nevelus, but it's not Metame Tomas Nevela because it's not dead yet. And also, Evra Parashimena, Kaparashimena Chai, a limb that was separated from it is like a limb that was separated from a live animal, and therefore it has the din of Evra Menachai, and it's also Metame, and Ubasar Parashimena, Kabasar Parashimena Chai, just a regular piece of meat that's separated from it, as like meat that was separated from a live animal, and it's not metame because it's not a full limb. It doesn't have bones and sinews and everything, but still it's considered like it's separated from a live animal. And also b'nei noyach, these things are usher to be eaten by non-Jews, and that's vafil lachar shteitzei nafsha, even after the animal dies, it still retains its din as Eivar Min HaChai because it was separated when the animal was alive, and therefore it's always usher as Eivar Min HaChai. So already from here, from this first part of the Brayso, we see this just like Rabbi Yochanan, that after Shechita, but before death, anything that separates from the animal is considered Eivar Min HaChai. Now we just continue with the rest of the Brayso. Here is the second part of the first case. Let's say Shachaba Echad Ay Rav Echad, if the Yid shechted only one semen or the majority of one semen, Ein Matam Tomas Eichlin, it's not Matam Tomas Eichlin, and also Nachra Ein Batom Shal Klum, if he just stabbed it, killing it like that without Shechita, it's not Matame at all either, and that's because there's no corresponding case in either of the situations that an animal would be rendered okay to eat, and therefore it's not Matam Tomas Eichlin. The Brassa continues with the exact opposite case. Vavikachavim Shachaba Hema Tahar Li Yisrael, if a non Jew shechted a kosher animal for a Yid, Umfar Chases, and it's still jerking about, Matam Tomas Eichlin is Matam Tomas Eichlin, Avaloy Tomas Nevela, but not Tomas Nevela, and also Evra Parshmenika Parshmenachai, Ubasar Parshmenika Parshmenachai, and Vasil Bene Noyach, Afilacher Shteitze Nafsha. Again, this is the same din as the first part of the Braisa, just as with a non Jew shechting a kosher animal for a Yid. Also, the second part of this case is the same thing as before. Shachar Ba'echad Arai Vachad, if he shechted just one semen or the majority of one semen, Enamatam Tomas Eichlin, and Samatam Tomas Eichlin, and also Nachra, if he just simply stabbed it, killing it like that, Imba Tomashal Klum, so it's not Matame at all. Now the Braisa continues with yet another situation. Shachar Avikachavim Makam Shein Ois Ois Atrefa. Let's say the non Jew began the Shechita in a place where it's not going to turn the animal into a trefa. For example, he just shechted a miyat of the kaneh, and we already know from way earlier in the mesechta that that doesn't make it a trefa. And then Ubay Yisrael v'gamra, a yid came along and finished the shechita. Ksheira, it's a perfectly kosher shechita, because basically the yid did the shechita. However, let's say shachet Yisrael bein b'makam she'isa isa trefa, bein b'makam she'ena isa trefa. If a yid shechted it either in a place that made it a trefa, or here's the real key, in a place where it doesn't make it into a trefa, and Ubay v'kacham v'gamar, and Nanju came along and he finished that shechita, shechita sepsula, his shechita is pasul because it's the shechita of a non Jew. And one last in the Brisa, if a person wants to eat from an animal before it actually dies, obviously it's after Shechita, but before death, he could cut a piece of meat right from the place where it was shechted. That's the easiest, most accessible meat, and it doesn't even need to be skinned because the neck is already opened. And then he salts it very well, and he washes it off very well, and he has to wait till the animal dies, and then he could eat it. And both Yidden and non-Jews are allowed to eat this, and that's because since it was shechted properly and it was shechted for a yid, and so already then it's considered eichlin and it's not aver menachai, so it's allowed to be eaten. They just have to wait for the animal to die. Says the Gemara, Masayel Rav Idi Bar Avin, what we just said now in the last part of the brayso is right. Rav Idi Bar Avin, Dom Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashion, that harotz shiavri. If a person wants to be solid and healthy, chayt chazayis basman beis shchita, he cuts the chazayis and meat from where the animal was shechted. Umelchay yafi yafi, midichay yafi yafi. He salts it very well and he washes it off very well. Umamtul hashetayis and afsha, he waits till it dies. Echrei b'cham b'chayis shom mutarim boy, and both yidden and non-Jews are allowed to eat it. Now discussing this din from up above, that if a yid shechts a not kosher animal for a guy, or if a guy shechts a kosher animal for a yid, that shchita is effective. Now the meat is able to be mutam tumas eichlin, and again this is even before the animal fully died. So by Rav Blazer asks on this, how proper does a shchita have to be? What about shaba? Let's say he did shehiya, which means he waited, he paused in the middle shchita, or darasba, who's ever drisa, he pressed down. Mahu, what's the din? Do we say the shchita now is pasul and it's not mutam tumas eichlin? So I'm like, who saba? That saba, the elderly person told him. Hachim Rechon, this Rechon says, tzricha hechsher shchita kebehema tahira. It requires hechsher shchita like a kosher animal. Now, general understanding of hechsher shchita means it requires the preparation of shchita like a kosher animal. So the question is, hechsher lamai? Hechsher for what? Meaning, what does that mean, hechsher shchita? So Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, bedika sakin, it even requires the knife being checked to make sure it doesn't have a pegimus, any nicks. In other words, when we say that the animal is being shechted by a yid for a guy or a guy for a yid, and that shchita gives it a status of tumas eichlin, it has to be a 100% kosher shchita. You have to check the knife before and to make sure it's a perfectly fine knife. And you can't be over shehi or drasa or the other things that are going to passel shchita. In other words, it has to be a perfectly kosher shchita, as if a yid is shechting an animal for a Shabbos dikchalin. Only then do the dinim above apply. Now, another question regarding the status of this animal, which again was shechted, is metamat tumas eichlin, but it's not dead yet. When it's in this in-between stage, it was shechted, but it's not dead. Is it tatzel on that which is balua inside of it? Now, in the fourth parak, we learned about tuma balua. One of the dinim is that if a kli, such as a ring, was swallowed, let's say by an animal, and then that animal went into an oil hames, a room or a house or under the same roof as a dead person, so the ring remains tahar, as because balua, it's swallowed, in essence, is protected by the animal. So Rabzeir's question is, what about here? The animal swallowed a ring, it was then shechted, it's mefarches, it's still thrashing about, it's just not yet dead, then it went into or perhaps was brought into an oil hames. So on one hand, it's since it's not metame as nevela yet, so maybe it's considered alive, and therefore it does protect the ring that's inside it, and the ring is not tame. Because on the other hand, since it is metame tumas eichlin, so perhaps it's not matzel the ring. So Rabzeir's question is, respond to Rav Zeira, metame tumas eichlin umatzeles. You want to suggest that this animal is able to be metame tumas eichlin, but still the ring inside of it is saved? That can't be, since it's metame tumas eichlin. That means, for all intents and purposes, the animal is not considered alive, so it's not matzel the ring that's inside of it, and the ring would be tame because it's inside an oil hames. So Rabzeir responded to him, why not say the other way around? Ain't metame tumas nevelos veloy tatzel. This animal is not metame as nevela yet because it's not dead yet, and you want to say that it doesn't save the ring inside of it? The animal is not halachically dead yet. Now, Rabbi Abaye tells us, what's the din? It does not save on anything swallowed that's inside of it. Because it's metame tumas eichlin. And we have another din, which we also see that we go lachumra. V'harayva, if a person sodomizes this animal after it was shechted, but before it died, chayiv, he would be chayiv misa for doing this to the animal. Because it's not metame as nevela, so it's not considered dead. Therefore, for all intents and purposes, it's as if he was reveya, a live animal, which we know comes along with the chayiv misa. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining the end of the Mishnah. Is din of Rabbi Yehuda, where he argues on the Tanakama regarding Elul, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.